SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May peraan.
May
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan natin magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang mag-partner in business at negosyante na may-ari ng Pyramid Hill Cafe, si Emma Dotolio at Abby Umali na mula sa Melbourne. Kamusta kayo?
Hi! Kamusta rin? Mabuti naman.
O ano ba ang kwento sa likod ng Pyramid Hill Cafe?
Itong business na ito, very well established na dito sa town ng Pyramid Hill. Just so grateful na in-offer sa amin ito ng previous owner just last year. Unknowingly,
unplanned ito, parang ang bilis ng pangyayari. Pumatok lang siya, ina-lock-in lang, parang ganon. Yung para lang naglaro na gusto niyo ba to, sa inyo na to, yung something like that.
So paano nangyari yon? Because regular customers ba kayo?
Kaibigan namin siya. Also, may two kids. They're teenagers. Itatrabaho sila dito sa cafe for a long time.
Mga pamangkin ko din. So, ang first job nila in Australia, like, nag-migrate sila. Pamahal na rin sila nung may-ari na matatanda. Parang naging close na namin siya after that.
Pero yung idea, bigla akong na-excite afterwards. Kasi for a while, no, iniisip na namin na
parang lagi kong sinasabi, pag nanalo akong lotto, I will put up a restaurant. Laging bukang bibig na kasamang joke, na kasamang siguro manifestation na unaware ako. Ang passion namin is good food. Pero ito is cafe bakery. So siguro muna ang ibinigay na first step and then pag-level up na lang siguro ito.
Dahil existing business siya, mga magkano to transfer it to you guys?
Mabusisi pala. Hindi namin alam.
Madami palang dapat gawin. Hindi rin ka guys sa atin na sige magtayo tayong stall. And that's it, diba?
Comply sa council. Kailangan namin ng solicitor o yung lawyer para ma-facilitate yung transfer. Ang daming documents. Since existing siya, parang ang dami changing documents. Kasi we had never had experience dito sa ganitong klaseng negosyo. Wala kaming background sa hospitality. Binary background as well. Talagang
kumbaga mga ignorante.
Yeah. Pero siguro yung sabi nga ni Emma, yung passion na gusto namin and to serve good food sa people. Since yun na rin yung nakasanayan namin to invite friends over sa bahay.
Maluluto kami ng masarap and they were like, it's a successful feeling na nasarapan yung mga guests mo sa fancy food na piniprepare mo for them. Bahay lang yun, sabi namin.
Okay namin yung nakikisalamuha sa tao. Kaya actually, na-excite kami more than nervous na mag-dive into sa ganitong negosyo. Kaya nung nag-turn over na, dun na lang talaga kami na stress. Sa dami pa rin ng
kailangan. Factor is real pala. Naakala namin, laro-laro lang. Hindi na pala. Mahigpit dito sa yung food handling, you should have certificate. Kuha din kami ng 3-month short course. Pinilit namin na magkaroon kami ng knowledge about hospitality. So kasama na doon yung coffee making kasi cafe man ito. Cafe bakery. So food handling certificate, food supervisor. By sorry, pati na yung pagmamanage ng everything, yung temperatures kasi napakahigpit dito na merong mga tinatawag na danger zone dapat mong iwasan. So, lahat yun, pinilit namin isuksok sa utak namin for 3 months. And then that's it, we started.
Preparation naman pala in a span of 3 months.
Dali talaga namin. Even ngayon, syempre, ilang months pa lang kami.
Six months pa lang kami, baby pa, diba? Today is a learning process for us. Kasi from mga veterinarians kami, mga hayop, and then you go into food and people, diba? Parang very, very opposite to what we had.
Pilipinas yun, Christina, pero yung naging iba yung practice namin dito prior sa cafe. Si Emma nag-work sa farm. Ako din nag-work actually ako sa piggery for 5 years. Pinagdaanan challenges.
Kung wala ka na namang challenge sa buhay, boring, tapos wala ka rin matututunan, kasama dun sa challenge na yun, yung how you and how you grow.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
So now let's talk about the investments. And also, are you saying na full-time ba kayo ngayon? Di ba parang how are you going to run the business kung part-time lang?
When it comes to investment, actually medyo malaki. Parts of 100 since established
na siya. Parang lahat kompleto na siya. Nag-take over ka na lang.
At saka ang kagandahan kasi sa, lang yung, sa ganong kalaking investment, parang hindi ka na mag- adjust in terms of waiting for customers to come in, na makilala ka kasi kilala na siya.
Kilala na siya.
And the fact that we are situated talaga sa gitna, sa center ng town.
Kailadaanan siya kasi siya lang yung pinaka mainstream. Yes. Malaki ang investment na ilabas mo. Kailangan mo mag-work hard. Kaming day off, we're working ng 8 a.m. 8:30 p.m. Ilalagari mo lahat kasi parang ang laki. Parang
now, I want to ask about yung pressure, di ba? To keep everything going na as if parang it's the same owner, di ba? Kasi sabi mo nga, matagal na silang kilala. What else can you add to the menu, to the experience of going to that cafe?
Sobrang pressured pa rin kami to keep up dun sa traditional way of service. Yung mga pagkain nila.
Pag-usapan natin ngayon yung competition.
We don't want to think it that way na wala kami or isa lang yung competitor namin kasi they still have, siyempre mga tao may point of comparison pa rin sila in terms of what we serve, yung mga prices. So we always try and aim to be fair and really serve the best that we can offer them. So ang isang magandang aspect namin is that we are able to serve Asian and Filipino food kumpara dun sa isang cafe dito na mga traditional na food lang yung sinaserve nila. So, we're sharing yung mga usual muna na mga staples natin, na mga with rice and ibang Asian food and even Western food din.
Yung usual na mga Filipino food na sinaserve nyo na ngayon. And what's the reception so far?
Nagustuhan nilang pansit, pork adobo.
Hinahanap-hanap na talaga nila yung pansit every time.
Yes. Talk about the risks and challenges.
So still have that, you know, mindset now. We have to really keep up to the standards. Challenge of Take Australia in terms of food quality and hygiene. We always try and be mindful of everything that we do in terms of preparation, food storage, food handling. So yung dealing with different kind of people, it's also very challenging as well.
Yeah, kasi hindi naman lahat good. May bad din naman. Sa isang araw, meron at meron. So parang doon ako mahina, kaya si Abby na pinofront ko. Kasi masyado akong prank kapag ayaw mo, sige, wag. Ganun ako in personal. Pero hindi, kasi you have the business also to protect. But you need to put up boundaries as well, na hindi rin nila dapat ganun yung food, staffs, you need to put up. So, tuwa naman yung mga elders, tumatambay na sila dito for a couple of hours, tapos okay, pinalitan na yung tables and chairs. Kaya kasama na sa investment yun na naglabas kasi hindi man siya kaakit-akit dati kasi na tambayan. Alam mo, dadining na tapos enjoy na sila sa music namin, ng mga pang-cafe music. So okay, far, so good. Sana tuloy-tuloy.
Any regrets on going into this business and bowing out of your primary employment?
Wala pa kaming karapatan mag-regret. yung stage namin na to, kailangan mong lumaban. Andiyan ka na rin lang. You need to fight back. You need to push hard. Parang wala nang reason mag-regret-regret. Kate, tuloy mo na. Parang
I think that's disadvantage na established business.
Yes.
You have to really keep up or even more to what the people have known or they're expecting a lot more actually from us.
Ano ang maipapayo ninyo sa mga kababayan nating gustong magtayo at pasukin ang ganyang klaseng negosyo? Sige.
Ang puhunan lang naman, hindi lang pere. Kasama dyan, sipag at tiyaga. Kasi kung wala ka nun, it's hard to start and it's hard to finish the game. So yan naman ang aking puhunan na ibinigay ng Diyos siguro sa akin. Sipag at tiyaga and then dedication of your work. Kasi may improve mo siya pag merong puso eh. Pag wala yung puso mo dun, your food hindi masarap. Your food doesn't look good.
It would reflect.
And then the people who would eat your food, mas aalis silang hindi happy.
Right.
So put your heart in it. Put the dedication in it. At kasi kami mahilig mag-travel, inalis muna namin yung travel. Wala pa kaming karapatan.
Kami muna kaming sabi na set aside muna. Pero in time, mga give up namin yung mga usual things namin. But they're not actually regrets. Kasi we're happy with what, kung ano naman yung ginagawa namin dito. We're passionate about, you know, food and serving good food sa mga tao. As Emma said, reflect on how we put into everything that we do as an end product dun sa mga customers namin.
Ayan. Maraming salamat kay Emma Dottorio and Abby Umali sa Uulitin Po.
Oh, thank you so much, Christina. At
mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.